The International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed today that it had urged corrective action at the prison at Abu Ghraib before the story of prisoner abuses came out last week. Antonella Notari is in Geneva, where she is chief spokeswoman for the ICRC. Welcome to the program, Ms. Notari. When did the Red Cross first raise the question of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib with the U.S. and with whom?
Well, I can tell you that our delegates have been visiting Abu Ghraib prison ever since it's been used by the U.S. forces to intern Iraqi and other nationals. Now, that goes back to late last summer. We have repeatedly visited them about every 5 to 6 weeks. We speak with the prisoners in private. We look at the whole facilities. And based on our findings, we report to the authorities directly on the spot, that is, the chief of the prison and his staff, orally after each visit. And we follow up with written notes and reports to their superiors, both civilian and military. I can't tell you now more in detail what these reports contain and whom they were submitted to.
The Taguba report, the one that's documented what went on and that has accused several American servicemen and women of committing abuses, that covered the period October through December 2003. Is it logically possible that that could have been inspired by ICRC complaints? That is, would you have, by October, have spoken to the U.S., and do you think it's possible that the Taguba investigation was in any way prompted by your concerns?
It's certainly possible. I can't confirm it from our sources because we sincerely don't know. I think this question would have to be put to the U.S. authority, and I think it's a worthwhile question.
But in terms of the timing, let me just make sure. In terms of the timing, General Taguba wasn't investigating these things before the ICRC was investigating them or was looking into them or finding problems.
No, certainly not. We don't know precisely. I can't tell you precisely when certain things occurred, but we were aware of the situation in Abu Ghraib. We did have access to the detainees. We were able to speak with them. We were aware of the problems even as they evolved.
One of the findings of General Taguba in his report, this is U.S. Army General Taguba, is that on at least one occasion, and I'm quoting, the 320th Military Police Battalion at Abu Ghraib held a handful of, quote, ghost detainees, 6 to 8, for other government agencies as they moved around the facility to hide them from a visiting International Committee of the Red Cross survey team. This maneuver was deceptive, contrary to Army doctrine, and in violation of international law. Was the ICRC aware at any time that, in fact, some people were being hidden from their view when they visited the prison?
The way it happens during a prison visit is that when we speak with the prisoners, we, of course, ask them about their situation, their personal individual situation and their problems. We also ask them what is happening in the prison. You can try to hide the reality to an ICRC delegate who is visiting for one day in a prison. You can't hide it from the prisoners who know what's going on in the prison. And we do find out. We are able to constitute a full picture of what is happening in the prison through our discussions with the prisoners.
Ms. Notari, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Antonella Notari, who is spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, she spoke to us from Geneva.